Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host and newly renamed grandfather, James Hobgood. The UVA basketball team is coming off a big win versus Georgia Tech on Saturday. Hopefully the Hoos can keep it going now. The UVA football recruiting is still looking good these days. And the other Cavalier sports are clearly underway in big winter seasons. We're glad that you've joined us tonight.
That is true, and we do send our congratulations out to Jenny Connors, my daughter, and the official legal counsel of Who's Talking LLC, by the way. The price was right, and her husband Matt, and son Christopher James. But anyway, we have another great show for you tonight. We had hoped or expected to have Fontel Mines in studio with us. But I guess he had a little incident on the highways here. Frank will give you the traffic and weather report here shortly. Traffic and weather together on the fives or something like that. But anyway, we will have Mark Newland joining us here shortly, former Cavalier. And as I look at the team picture from the 1976 ACC Championship team, Mark Newland is one of 11 people, a small fraternity, who have been an ACC tournament champion and worn a Virginia uniform. So it's only 11 guys that can say that. He's one of them, so he'll be joining us shortly. Later in the show, second half hour, we will have our friend Chris Horn, the Sabres recruiting guru, to give us his weekly update as we come down to National Signing Day, which is a week from today, February 2nd. We'll have more on this later, but we'll have an abbreviated show next week. But one of the people we'll have on briefly is Mike London, just to give us an assessment real quickly of the class, and hopefully we'll have him on at a later date to go into more detail. But anyway, there are several ways to follow the show, and our friend Michael Tusky will explain that right now.
We encourage call-ins. Just dial 345-0910. Who's Talking is also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All of our previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage all of you to go on Facebook. Just search for Who's Talking and become a fan of the show. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Just give us a call at 345-0910.
Well, Michael and Frank, the beloved Who's are 11-8 at the moment, 2-3 in the ACC after that impressive win on Saturday against Georgia Tech. And
wire to wire.
And that win is looking a little better now, given Georgia Tech's performance last night in Atlanta against the Hokies. But, gentlemen, I think the next 7 days starting tomorrow will be critical from the standpoint of the level of success of this year. Maryland at home tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip in John Paul Jones Arena, and then Wake Forest on the road. Wake Forest is certainly a game. You know, Wake has been struggling. That's a game where you have to get, even though it's on the road, you think you got an opportunity to win that game. And then you come home next Wednesday night and play Clemson, another challenge, but you're playing them at home. So if the Cavs could find a way to win those three games, what's that? That makes you makes the team 14-8, and all of a sudden you're 5-3, halfway through the conference season. And particularly, we got to give Coach Bennett credit. He's done a terrific job adjusting to the loss of Mike Scott. I mean, basically, you're losing your best player, your top rebounder, your top scorer, and yet Coach Bennett has found a way to keep the Cavs competitive.
Yes.
And even the games they've lost, they've been competitive, including 30 minutes down at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Absolutely. And It's remarkable how well he's done, particularly in light of the fact that on more than one occasion, Virginia's fielded four guards. And it's hard to play defense. It's hard to rebound.
Well, the rebounding, you know, the problem with four guards is on the defensive end because you don't have the rebounding strength. The good news is on the offensive end, it creates matchup problems quite often for the other team. You think back to the Cavalier team, and you mentioned a couple minutes ago that Chris Williams is going to be the ACC tournament legend from Virginia. But when Chris Williams was playing with Adam Hall and Travis Watson and that group, I mean, Travis Watson at 6'7 was the biggest guy on the floor, and they were basically playing two guards and two swing forwards. So they didn't have a whole lot of size, but it created matchup problems for the other team. So the good news about the four guards is it gives them some scoring potential. you know, you still have that magic 70-point game, and I can't remember the exact numbers, but when Virginia scores 70 or more points under Coach Bennett, their one-loss record is amazingly good.
It's like 11-1.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
So you would think you want to put guys out on the floor who can get you to that magic 70-point level, which they were able to do against Georgia Tech. So it'll be interesting against Maryland tomorrow night because Maryland's a team that likes to play up-tempo. So we'll see how that goes, but should be a heck of a basketball game.
Only way Virginia can expect to beat Maryland is if somehow they can defend Jordan Williams in the low post and make him give up the ball. If Virginia can force Williams to give it up more than he wants to, I feel confident Virginia, with the rest of the scorers, whether it's Harris or KT Harrell or obviously Mustafa Farrakhan, they can generate enough offense to overcome the rest of the Terrapins. The problem is Jordan Williams is his field goal percentage leads the ACC, and so they've got to somehow make him cough up the ball, get rid of it quickly, and then try to defend the other four guys.
Well, I don't think Coach Bennett will do this because I think he's committed to his pack line defense, which is a man-to-man system. But I thought Virginia Tech, when they went up to College Park last week and played the 2-3 zone, that basically made Jordan Williams much less effective because you had a lot of people surrounding him down low, and Seth Greenberg decided we're going to force Maryland to beat us from the perimeter, and they were not able to do so. So I think Maryland's got a couple of guys on the perimeter you have to watch. But I think otherwise Virginia's certainly going to try to double-team Jordan Williams down in the low blocks, put Asan Sen behind him, and try to double-team him with somebody on that side of the floor and cover up the shooters if at all possible.
One note, understand that Asan Sen is recovering from his rolled ankle and seems to be practicing okay the last 2 days. There was some concern there. So got to tip your hat to Asan because he's a tough kid and he's playing better this year. And Virginia can ill afford to lose him out of the lineup because then you've got no height.
Well, particularly because Will Sherrill is back, but certainly I don't think he's 100%.
He's playing with a broken leg.
Yeah. So they're getting as much as they can out of him, but it's given Akeel Mitchell and to some lesser degree Will Regan an opportunity to get some minutes. And certainly Mitchell has come in and made some valuable contributions, particularly on the defensive end. So I would think he's going to see some action tomorrow night. Trying to back up Asan Sen down in that low block against Jordan Williams.
And speaking of Maryland, game is at 7 p.m. on Thursday night up at JPJ. Maryland is number 2 in the ACC right now with scoring offense, averaging 77.3 points a game. Virginia's got to keep this game in the 60s, in my opinion. I think this is one game, got to slow it down, frustrate Maryland, and force Maryland's perimeter players to try to beat us as compared to Jordan Williams. I'm sticking with that, Otto.
Well, I don't know about the 60s, but you certainly don't want to get into a racehorse game, and you have to handle Maryland's pressure because a lot of times they will use some full-court pressure. But with the Virginia guards, you would think that would be a possibility. But do we want to go ahead and try to get Mr. Newland on the phone here?
I think that's probably a good plan.
And get him on. Jesse, our engineer, producer-engineer, is trying to get Mark Newland on the phone. Let me give a little introductory comments. Of course, Mark Newland, as we said earlier, was on the ACC championship team in 1976, played in 74, 75, 76, and 77. I looked up his stats today. He shot 52% field goal percentage and 78% from the free throw line. So maybe we should have played him more than he...
Maybe he deserved a few more minutes.
That's right. You know, you get the guy in the game. But, of course, Mark was the... head basketball coach at Collegiate School for several years, still involved in basketball. He's works at the Making of a Champion basketball camp, the Paul Hatcher basketball camp, international basketball camps, and the World Scholar Athletic Games or Athlete Games at the University of Connecticut, which will be held this summer. So still very, very active in basketball instruction and coaching. Mark, are you with us?
Hey, Habo, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes to join us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Well, let's start with that 76 championship team. That's a nice memory. We had Bobby Stokes on the show, I think, last week. So we had one of your teammates, and that had to be it was a special weekend for all of us, but it had to be a special weekend for those of you on the team.
Well, certainly that brings back a lot of great memories, Jim. You know, that was a season that I'll never forget. I know during the season we struggled a little bit throughout the year, but we always had that belief that that we were a good enough team to pull off and win the championship. And you know, even though we lost a lot of close games through the season, everything just clicked in those that tournament, and you know, beating NC State and then Maryland and then knocking off the Tar Heels certainly capped it off. And certainly couldn't have done it without the wonderful Wally Walker and his performance, but it was really a team effort and a tribute to all the guys on the team.
You know, you've had an opportunity where you played for Coach Holland. I guess you were recruited right at the tail end of the Bill Gibson regime. But Terry Holland, a great college coach that you played for, and you know, also Paul Hatcher, who I guess is a legendary coach in Virginia high school basketball. And I think you wrote me a note today that he has 890 wins. That's mind-boggling.
It's awesome, Jim. 890, and he's still going strong, and he plans on coaching for many, many more years. So I don't know what his final total is going to end up with, but you know, and they had recently, they had an 85 game win streak. You know, we talk about you know, Geno's win streak at Connecticut and John Wooden at UCLA, but on the high school level in Virginia, the Robert E. Lee Fighting Lehman from Paul Hatcher's team had 85 wins in a row just a few years ago. So I was very fortunate to have a great coach in high school and certainly a tremendous coach in college as well.
Well, what's impressive about that from a high school standpoint, you don't recruit. So it's basically the guys that come out for your team. So that shows he's a heck of a teacher.
Well, a lot of playground basketball in Stanton. A lot of guys grow up playing, want to play for Coach Hatcher, and the tradition's developed, and it's been wonderful.
All right, Mark, Frank Maloney, glad you could join us tonight. Obvious question to me, as part of your career at Virginia, you saw Coach Holland mold the team and bring everyone together for that, obviously, that magical weekend, and then he was able to parlay that in future years to some really amazing things. Talk about what you see with this year's basketball team in terms of all the new players that Tony Bennett has brought in and the type of basketball he's teaching.
Well, I think I'm very high on Coach Bennett. I think he's a tremendous coach and a great person. I think he's developing the program in the right way, bringing in some great student athletes, building a Virginia family basketball team again. And I know we're young and a lot of we're taking some lumps here and there, but I like the intensity of these guys. I like the way they compete. I think they're fearless. They don't back down from anybody. I love their attitude, and you know, I think they're going to have, you know, middle of the season here, they're going to keep battling, and I think they're going to pull off some good wins and head on into the tournament. But I think down the road, these guys are growing and maturing and doing the things that Tony wants them to do. I think the future is very bright for Virginia basketball.
Yeah, Mark, I think you would have been a great fit with Tony Bennett. I think Mark Newland is the type of young man that Coach Bennett is bringing to Charlottesville. Character, integrity, good student athlete, and I think the kind of kids that we're really going to be proud of. And the really good news is I think we're going to win a lot of games under Coach Bennett. How do you see the balance of the season shaking out? You know, a lot of people thought when Mike Scott went down that this year was just going to be kind of a lost cause, but all of a sudden you can see some potential with this group.
Well, certainly can, and certainly we could critique the conference and say, gosh, it's such a down year for the ACC, and certainly I think it's wide open. Certainly Duke is still a little bit above everybody else, but we've seen that they're vulnerable too on a given night, and I think it's in the middle of the pack there. I don't know where you go other than Florida State and Carolina right now, maybe, but I think the Cavaliers have a great shot to make a run in the thick of things and hopefully can get enough W's there to get into the NCAA tournament.
Mark, we're going to go to a break right now. Can you hang with us through the break, and we'll bring you back and just finish up with a couple of questions after these messages. Is that all right with you?
I'd love to stay with you.
All right, we're visiting with former Cavalier Mark Newland. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Welcome back. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. And we're glad to have former UVA guard Mark Newland with us. Mark, I know we've got a caller on the line. I believe it's Johnny. Johnny, I think you've got a question, right, for Mark?
Yes, sir. This is Johnny Reb calling from here in Richmond. And, Mark, I just wanted to say that a longtime fan of yours, funny story, I tried to buy your player card off eBay, but the price was just prohibitive, so I couldn't get it. But in any case, my question to you is, as much as things change in sports and in college basketball, and of course you played for Terry Allen, what is the single most important characteristic, whether it's when you played or with current coaches, what's the single most important characteristic that a coach can have that will motivate young men to win in college basketball?
All right, Johnny, this is Hobo, not Mark. I think we lost the connection with Mark Newland. We're trying to get him back here.
I'm crushed.
I think we got him back here. Maybe if you could just summarize your question real quick and just give it to Mark again quickly. Mark, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. Now we may have lost Johnny.
All right, well just...
Johnny called in and was just asking, from a coaching perspective, what's the most important characteristic for coaches from the standpoint of becoming successful?
I think you just have to have a philosophy that you really believe in. I think you need to develop trust with your players. And as you develop that trust with the players, they believe in you, and I think that's the most important thing. You just got to start from ground one, I think just really loving the players on and off the court, let them know that they're important not only as basketball players but as people, as student athletes. And once you develop that trust in them, and the players know that you have their best interest at heart, they'll do anything for you. And I think it just starts with that gut-level commitment from a coaching perspective. And then, the X's and O's and all the other stuff will fall into place.
Yeah, it's funny. I often tell people, particularly a college basketball team, to some extent high school too, but in college you actually are traveling together, eating together, in many cases living together. So it really becomes kind of almost like a big family. So having good chemistry and trusting each other is really an important factor. From a coaching standpoint, I know you're really involved in basketball in many ways, and we may ask you to tell us about that momentarily, but do you miss the coaching per se?
Jim, I do, and I don't. The what I really miss is the relationship with the players and working together as a team, working really, really hard for a goal to be the best that you can become. And that's what I miss on a daily basis, and kind of building a structure where you can really encourage your team to be the best they can be. The side I don't miss is certainly, the frustration, not so much winning and losing, but, I was kind of a sensitive guy, and when I would coach, I would always hurt me when I couldn't get guys in the game because you're trying to win the game and yet you want to try to get everybody to play, and you can't do that sometimes. You can't play everybody and win the games, and so, at times feelings get hurt and players get hurt, and especially on the high school level, parents get upset as too, so it becomes tougher on the high school level to do the things that I really enjoy doing.
Mark, just curious, is it a common practice for you and John Moreau to drive around Richmond in the car together, listening to sports radio?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that came out to come back to haunt me. John Moreau, we worked together over at Collegiate for 20 years, and he's a great guy and a great friend, and he invited me to go to the University of Richmond game the other night, and so he called in the show right when we were heading into the parking lot, so that's kind of funny.
Yeah, we were going to tell you to be careful about who you associate with,
He might blow the whistle on you.
Yeah.
I know.
Literally, but Mark, before we let you go, we mentioned all the camps and the activities you're doing. Just tell us a little bit about those activities that you're still involved with from a basketball standpoint.
Well, thank you so much, Jim and Frank. Thanks again for having me on the show. I've been involved in basketball ever since I left Virginia, and I've developed these camps called the Making of a Champion Sports Camps. The vision there is to build champions in mind, body, and spirit, on and off the court, one child at a time. I really enjoy working with the young kids, ages 6 through 13 or 14, very moldable age. And so that's a camp I've done for years. We have little chalk talks and talk about, you know, attitude and the golden rule and good sportsmanship and, you know, being the best you can be and those kinds of things that I hope will carry over beyond just the X's and O's and how to shoot a jump shot. I help Coach Hatcher out up in Stanton, my home, again, every summer. I go back there and we run a camp for all the kids up in the Shenandoah Valley, and that's a real treat for me to go back home. Been fortunate the last few years to do some basketball camps internationally, some through sports mission work with First Baptist Church, some through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, but we've gone to places like Poland and England and Singapore and China, and this summer again we'll go back and run another basketball camp for Chinese students over in Xi'an, China. So I'd love for any of the listening audience, if you have some folks who would like to come to any of these camps, and Jim Bahabo, I'd love for you to come out and demonstrate your left-handed, high-arcing three-point shot. I would love to have you go with me on any of these trips.
It's a set shot now. It's not a jump shot anymore.
Well, that's okay. I'm not too sure it really was a jump shot to begin with. You certainly could shoot it, and if they had the three-point back then, your scoring average would have improved over 50% because most of your points came from long range. One final thing, the World Scholar Athlete Games is a tremendous event taking place at the University of Connecticut this summer. There will be 2,500 athletes from 150 different countries around the world competing in 19 different sports. I'll be fortunate to go and coach a basketball team up there, and what's really neat about this organization is I may have 12 students on my team, but 10 of those students will be from different countries around the world. So I literally will have someone from China and Japan and South Africa and Brazil and England and Norway, and they'll be on my team. That's a group of athletes that I'll be coaching together, and then we'll compete against other teams consistent of that. You know, Colin Powell will be speaking, Al Gore, Desmond Tutu. It's just going to be a fantastic event, and I'm really trying to promote it in the Richmond area as well to get some really quality student athletes in the local high schools to go to this fantastic opportunity.
If somebody is interested, do you want to give a phone number or a website or anything?
Certainly, I can give a phone number. My number to reach me is 804-740-9474. And an email address is this mnewlen, N-E-W-L-E-N, at collegiate-va.org. That's mnewlen at collegiate-va.org.
All right. So, well, Mark, we appreciate your joining us tonight. We wish you the very best. Look forward to seeing you soon. Please give our regards to your family. And just thank you again for joining us.
Well, Habo, thank you. I hear you're going to be a grandparent here soon.
Actually has happened. So we had
we got a grandpa in the studio.
That's right. We had our grandson on Sunday morning at 4:45 a.m. So I'm 3 days into being a grandfather. But anyway, thanks for the good wishes in that regard. And again, thanks for joining us. Mark Newland, former Cavalier, with us this evening. We'll go to our bottom of the hour break and return with Chris Horn, our recruiting guru.